Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you'll need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
What's up, you guys? Sean Ross Sapp, Fightful. This is September 2nd, 2023. We have a big weekend ahead of us with WWE Payback and AEW All Out. But the biggest news of the weekend is happening already. CM Punk has been terminated by All Elite Wrestling following a physical confrontation with Jack Perry. At AEW All In Week, Fightful broke the story of that last week on FightfulSelect.com. There's going to be an awful lot to talk about right now. We do have post shows for Payback, for All Out, where these will be discussed pretty heavily. But right now, we're going to ask you to leave a thumbs up, ask you to subscribe, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats. If you want your question or statement read on the air, you can donate a super chat here at youtube.com/Fightful or over at humperchats.com. I want to thank nordvpn.com/Fightful for sponsoring this show. It's how we can go live, how we're able to do this for free instead of behind the paywall. nordvpn.com/Fightful. I'll tell you some of the benefits of that later, which is big on a pay-per-view weekend like this. But the news just dropped. CM Punk has been terminated by All Elite Wrestling. Here was the statement. It says, All Elite Wrestling has terminated the wrestler and employment agreements between Phillip Brooks, CM Punk, and AEW with cause effective immediately. The termination was confirmed today by Tony Khan, CEO, general manager, and head of creative of AEW. The termination follows a week-long internal investigation of an incident occurring backstage at AEW All in London on Sunday, August 27th. Following the investigation, the AEW Discipline Committee met and later convened with the outside legal counsel before making a unanimous recommendation to Khan that CM Punk be terminated with cause. Khan offered the following statement, quote, Phil played an important role within AEW, and I thank him for his contribution. The termination of his AEW contracts with cause is ultimately my decision and mine alone. Of course, I wish I didn't have to share this news, which may come as a disappointment to many of our fans. Nevertheless, I am making the decision in the best interest of the many amazing people who make AEW possible every week. Our talent, staff, venue operators, and many others whose efforts are unsung but essential to bringing our fans great shows on television and at arenas and stadiums throughout the world. Whew. This is the culmination, and perhaps not even yet the culmination, of a 10-year saga that dates all the way back to Royal Rumble 2014. At Royal Rumble 2014, CM Punk sustained a concussion after dealing with a staph infection for quite some time, I believe was the timeline. And a series of situations led to him walking out on WWE. They later fired him. He did a podcast with Colt Cabana, where he took aim at WWE and Dr. Chris Amon. A lawsuit was filed that led to the deterioration of his relationship with Colt Cabana. Both of them were sued by Dr. Chris Amon, who was allegedly financed by WWE. CM Punk, years later, would come to AEW where Colt Cabana already worked. There were rumors that Colt Cabana was pushed out of AEW by CM Punk. Colt Cabana, a good friend of many on the roster. CM Punk did not like that word of this had emerged. He said it was false. Tony Khan also claimed that it was false. And as a result, it led to him pointing the finger at members of the Elite. Hangman Page made a reference in a promo to the deterioration of that relationship between Colt Cabana and CM Punk. That led to issues between CM Punk and Hangman Page, led to issues between CM Punk and the Elite. A scrum was held after one of his return matches at All Out last year, where he voiced these frustrations towards Hangman, towards the Elite, towards Colt Cabana. Afterwards, the Elite approached his locker room. The fine details can be found in other live streams and reports. And a huge brawl broke out that saw people in talent relations, roster members, all suspended. We do not know if Punk was actually suspended because he actually sustained an injury at that point. He returned from injury, had a show, Collision, that was largely created in his image, likeness, and vision. He would keep several people that were close with the Elite away from that show, including Christopher Daniels, Ryan Nemeth, and had a backstage argument with Jack Perry. And that situation was one that was reported on by Fightful Select, best $5 in the business, about a month ago, that Jack Perry had a week off planned, pre-approved to go to Hawaii with his girlfriend. There was an angle that, depending on who you talk to, was either approved or not approved or advised against. That I still don't have the details on, but it involves Jack Perry using real glass in his angle with Hook. Now, CM Punk, among others, took issue with this. Per Punk's side of things, medical, production, even Tony Giovanni told him it wasn't a good idea, and that Punk was asked to intervene and say something to Perry, who he claimed was having a temper tantrum. That was his claim, Punk's claim. Jack Perry has not spoken openly about this. He has spoken to people backstage, and depending on who you listen to, he said that, you know, I don't care about their rules over there. There have been guidelines set which specifically mention some of the things that Punk took issue with, like getting things approved, real glass, etc. But this led to Punk basically saying, if you want to do that stuff, go do it on Saturdays. You're not, or go do it on Wednesdays. You're not doing it on Saturdays. AEW All In takes place. Jack Perry does the spot on a real glass car window, looks at the camera and says, it's real glass, cry me a river. He and CM Punk approach each other backstage. It's a bunch of he said, she said from here as to who started it, who didn't start it. I can tell you that I was told there was footage that existed that did not make Punk look great. Punk's side of the story came out first, and then there were a whole lot of other accounts that seemed to indicate that it didn't play well in his favor. The fine details of this are going to be subject of a lot of debate for a very, very long time. But I can tell you the vast majority that I spoke to seem to at least have their evidence point towards Jack Perry being nobody being in the right, but him being less in the wrong. That being said, who knows how that will work out. A particularly interesting note of this is that the employment agreement. So I had long been asked about CM Punk's deal, his contract, all that. And I said, well, it's tough to say with injury time, whether that could be negotiated. Was he an employee of the company? Now, there were a whole lot of people after he said, I've got a company to run here, that said, well, is he like a VP? Like what's going on here? I'm going to work to find out more. We're going to have more on FightfulSelect.com, of course, but I do want to get to the things that you guys want to say. Chris saying Tony acting like a boss today. Jiang saying, is CM Punk WWE bound? And KE775 says, Survivor Series 2023 might be interesting. We don't know if there is a non-compete associated with that. We don't know if he's being paid out his contract, if there is some sort of buyout or something like that. Like, we don't know if there was a buyout negotiated, if there are legal ramifications of this. We don't know. There are so many different aspects of this that as of the minutes following this situation, we don't know the answers to. Peyton said, I had just laid in bed to take a nap. Time to get back up because this is huge. It is huge. It's very, very big news. Jack says, crowd is going to be electric tonight and tomorrow. The children have won the battle. AEE. Listen, man, let's have some decorum here. Paul saying it's about time. Man, Nicholas, I didn't think Tony would do this, but right choice. In your opinion, who is Collision's next face? Ricky Starks fits it. Ricky Starks will be a big name in that. If I'm Edge, my asking price just went way up. If I'm Mercedes Moné, my asking price went way up. Way up. Nelson says, somebody give AEW a Snickers, a calm his ass down. Someone tell him he's not Jay-Z. AEW is not Def Jam where you can eliminate your biggest competition the moment you step into the building. I believe that one was meant for Grapsody, which didn't air today. Check them out on StarCast. But Maddie says AEW or Adam Copeland to AEW, WBD must be okay with this. Yeah, so this is the big one now. If I'm AEW, you got to get somebody to sort of fill that void to anchor a second show. I'd be shocked if the Bucks or Omega weren't on Collision tonight. But I would be looking at getting Edge. I'd be looking at getting Mercedes Moné, a lot of people to help anchor that show. Because it's with cause, they don't have to pay out the contract, correct? He's got to be done at with wrestling at this point, right? So I can tell you in my contract, even if it's with cause, I get like 3 months. And I don't know if I get like a something like that. So it depends on the contract about like whether or not there is like an early out or even a with cause out. It's all dependent on the individual contract that person negotiated. Alyssa says, screwed themselves for Chicago. It was inevitable, though. I mean, I don't know if they screwed themselves, but he didn't help. Chris said, did Punk let Dirt Sheets kill his career in AEW? No, absolutely. He spoke to Dirt Sheets. What are we talking about here? Come on. Flame says, what will happen with the real world? And by the way, like, if you do get upset about it, go and talk to somebody directly. You know, the violent aspect of it, I don't think needs to happen. Flame Inc. says, what will happen with the real world's title? Well, and nothing happened to Jack Perry. He provoked Punk into the confrontation. He should be punished too. He's suspended. He is actively suspended. How are we saying nothing's happened to him? Edward says, I respect Punk as a talent, but after this AEW stint, I don't have much respect for him as a person. Tony had to do this, and I respect him for it. RS says, Punk and Rollins and Cody is a hell of a double main for Mania. The super chat more for the class and integrity of how you handled the Wyatt passing. The live stream you did right after. Well, thank you for those kind words. That was an unspeakable tragedy. You hate to see anything like that occur, but unfortunately, more bad news throughout the week. Will we see a difference in Collision without Punk? Yeah, I would imagine so. He's going to be far less hands-on. CM says, do you think he's done with wrestling? Does he go participate in the night four of a buy one, get one extravaganza in 7 months? Well, it depends on who is willing to work with him. And all that. They're not going to alienate people, a lot of people on that roster. I can tell you there are numerous people on that roster that, you know, that won't want him there, that have told me they don't want him there. If you encounter a jerk once in a while, fine. If you encounter 100 jerks a week, you're the jerk. JP says, happy Tony stood his ground, but can't help but think they should have waited until after the weekend. Do we see Chicago revolting during the weekend? Yeah, I think you are going to see Chicago revolting during the weekend. I absolutely think that's going to happen. Richie says, I'm not surprised this happened. Just shocked they did it before a Chicago pay-per-view. Wonder if the crowd might hijack the show. They might tonight. Like, there are so many elements of this that they could backfire and go wrong and not work for AEW. And this is going to be a home territory. They may have launched a new generation of CM Punk chants that largely went away for stuff that didn't necessarily work. So this is a decision that I'm sure they have weighed, and they have definitely they've definitely considered. And I got somebody who would know saying AEW and WBD had a conversation on Thursday about the possibility of a soft brand split going away. I'll let that person, I'll name them if they want me to name them. Rock Hard says, I remember you asking the other day and you said that you seem pretty confident Punk would be in AEW from a year from now. How genuinely surprised are you that it happened? I'm pretty surprised. I thought that this would absolutely result in just a very long suspension, because I think that AEW has long looked at CM Punk as more of a headache outside the company than inside the company. NBA Mix Doc says, people are going to take over this show this weekend with Punk chants. I feel sorry for the people just trying to enjoy the shows. That was unfortunately the story for about 7 years at a lot of shows, is people just doing that instead of enjoying what they showed up to see. Ryan, happy that Punk is gone. Dirk says, it's felt like the past year he's been trying to get fired. How can you start this much shit over a short period of time without it being planned? So I do and don't understand. I understand not taking shit from anybody, but I don't understand the idea of always making it violent, being like, you know, I could fuck you up, you know, I could mess you up, etc. I don't think it always needs to be that. I don't think it always needs to come down to violence. I mean, listen, sometimes that's the help some people need, but I don't think that any of these things were that. These were pro wrestling disagreements, man. That's what this all came down to. Izzy says, do you think Tony is to blame for all this? Post-brawl out, he should have put his foot down. Since day one, he's been a friend, not a boss. You guys do not know what goes on behind the scenes. You guys do not know how that necessarily works. There are a whole lot of people in that company that wish that Tony Khan was their friend and still had the Jacksonville layout of how things went at that moment. But there are some elements of this that where I think like Tony had to step up. He had to put his foot down. And I think that his involvement in a lot of this is probably why you heard. I mean, I had heard that Punk had lunged his direction. I don't know what the hell that means. Or they had per PW Torch, they had a big argument before that. I asked Tony about that this week, and he completely sidestepped it. Anonymous user says, why was Punk welcome back after the Buck situation? He seems a liability. You know, everybody makes mistakes. Everybody does that stuff. He apologized to Tony. Yeah. We got Jake Salazar saying, our Van Twinblade says, Jake Salazar is going to be so annoying Saturday. Punk to headline Freddie Prinze Jr.'s promotion. I don't know how much money's going to be in that. I know Prinze wanted like Soraya and Cross and Bray and a lot of people. Gary says, even more glad I went to All In. Wow, wow, wow. CM Punk is the best in the world, says Spider-Man. Cal says, when Punk was at Raw, was anyone pissed off about it? Just asking if he was rehired, would any talent be mad? Yes, there would absolutely be talent mad. There were some people that thought that he was there looking for a job, but you know that wasn't going to happen at that point. He was asked to leave. I Am Dub says it's either AEW working the dirt sheets or Khan doesn't like confrontation and takes sides with everyone that starts the situations. Punk, the whole thing's blown my mind. Not goddamn my man. Like every time something happens, it's a work. It's a work. It's a work. Cody's leaving. It's a work. The brawl out. It's a work. The Jack Perry thing. It's a work. It's not always a fucking work, guys. Jesus Christ. Sometimes stuff happens. Sometimes it happens. Any word on how FTR, Brody, Punk's click took this? I mean, I haven't heard yet, but I know that House of Black were en route to StarCast earlier, and yeah, they're obviously pro-Punk. You have to think that if CM Punk were to consider WWE, he's lost all leverage. Yeah, he has lost all leverage.
Hey guys, have you ever wondered what happened to the legendary Chuck Norris? I saw a video he made and I was shocked. He is in his 80s. Still kicking butt, working out, staying active. He looks like he's got more energy, can work out longer, even has plenty of that energy left over for his grandkids, and he did this by making one change. He said that he still feels like he's in his 50s. His wife even started doing this thing too. She's never felt better. She says she feels 10 years younger, her body looks leaner, has energy all day. And Chuck's made a 20-minute video explaining step-by-step how anyone can do this same thing to see incredible changes in their health. Staying active is important. Moving around keeps you feeling good. making sure that you take care of your gut health, your digestion, just overall, is also very important. Right now, you can go to mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Watch Chuck's video right now. That's mymorningkick.com/Fightful. Check out what Chuck Norris has to say. What's got him feeling so good these days? He explains everything, and you won't believe how simple it is.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you, with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
But gosh, he can still claim to be real world's champion too. Can CM Punk come to WWE or is his wrestling career over? Never say never, especially if there's like one person that wants to work with him and he doesn't have to come out like during the like doesn't have to be backstage, doesn't have to interact with a lot of people. It's all a product of circumstance. Again, we don't know if he's outright fired immediately. If there is a non-compete, like what is associated with that? Drew Douglas says, happiest day of my life. Great coverage during this, like always. Thank you, my friend. KE775 says, I thought fired with cause means they don't have to pay him because I remember the Jaguars fired Urban Meyer with cause and they made a point to leak they weren't paying him. Well, we'll see what information emerges. FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, were the ones that broke Brawl out and the Jack Perry situation and the fight and all that stuff. I'm sure we're going to be on top of this as well. I have reached out to CM Punk. I have reached out to AEW about the situation. I'll let you guys know what I hear. But FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business. Well worth it. We're going to have the match lineup, producers, a bunch of backstage news for from Payback tonight as well. Glex says, there's way too many geeks in here that think they won with this news. We all lose. Punk brought people back to wrestling. I know I'm done with AEW. Hey, listen. It's okay if you're done with AEW. I don't really want to name call or anything like that. But yeah, I don't think there's a lot of winners in the CM Punk leaving situation. I really don't. I mean, the Elite got paid exceptionally well as a result of all, not as a result of all this, but because of what happened last year. Fired, quit, or mutual? Based on the terminology in this press release, it was fired. I'm going to read it again. AEW has terminated wrestler and employment agreements between Phil Brooks, CM Punk, and AEW with cause effective immediately. The termination was confirmed today by Tony Khan, CEO, GM, and head of creative AEW. The termination follows a week-long internal investigation of an incident occurring backstage at AEW All in London on Sunday, August 27th. Following the investigation, the AEW Discipline Committee met and later convened outside legal counsel before making a unanimous recommendation to Khan that CM Punk be terminated with cause. Khan offered the following statement, quote, Phil played an important role within AEW, and I thank him for his contributions. The termination of his AEW contracts with cause is ultimately my decision and mine alone. Of course, I wish I didn't have to share this news, which may come as a disappointment to many of our fans. Nevertheless, I am making the decision in best interest of the many amazing people who make AEW possible every week, our talent, staff, venue operators, and many others whose efforts are unsung but essential to bring our fans great television shows at arenas and stadiums throughout the world, end quote. So that's for those of you who didn't see that earlier. As always, get in your super chats, get in your humper chats, leave a thumbs up on this video. I will be here for a while talking with you guys. I am gathering information for a Fightful Select post now. Just it is one of those situations where it's, even though you could absolutely see it coming in some senses, that it is not surprising in that sense. And you know, there were reports that Punk and Miro had it out and stuff like that. That was just in jest. I can tell you that they spoke to each other after this, subsequently since that story emerged. But T says, Sean, what's your overall emotion to this news? It feels inevitable, but a missed opportunity and potential. Really sad. Might watch back his return vid. I mean, I've mentioned this before. Covering CM Punk's return and breaking that story changed my life. That started a snowball effect for me personally, where I was living in poverty. I was poor as hell, house falling down around me, and now my family is out of poverty. That's I can tell you that's what covering CM Punk did for me a few years ago, completely separate of the brawl out thing. Ricardo says, Punk is the best in the world at burning bridges. Kurt Benoit says, if a man ever needs a drink, it was Punk. Listen, come on. I think that's fucked up. I think that's a stupid thing to say, Kurt. To imply that a straight edge guy, it's a part of his whole personality, says, he needs a drink. He needs a joint. No, listen. Needs to be less confrontational. Completely separate of needing a drink, anything like that. I don't think that's an appropriate thing to say. Says, loved his first year in AEW, but since his second return, see nothing of merit of him being there. He's had some good matches. I'm not getting a drink either. I don't drink either. But, hey, Pepsi Zero Sugar right now. Pay me, Pepsi. Also, check out our sponsor at NordVPN.com/Fightful if you want to pick up the pay-per-view at a much more affordable rate. NordVPN.com/Fightful allows you to change your virtual location with just one click and subscribe to overseas services to get you that pay-per-view at a much more affordable price. It'll end up paying for the service itself in the amount that you save. UFC pay-per-views as well. I got somebody who I really respect in the industry saying, genius timing, more eyeballs will be on Collision than ever. New Age Assholes says Tony really has to get some solid road agents that can cut this thing out before it comes to a head. He's got a bunch of coaches. In fact, I've had a bunch of people say, when are they going to stop hiring coaches? And the answer to that is just whenever it is that they don't have people managing more than one match a night, from what I understand. Still, that witch said after Punk's last incident, they probably had a one strike you're out clause, and that's why he's fired, and Perry hasn't been fired yet. Sad outcome. Well, I mean, Perry doesn't have a history of doing this either. I can't speak to whether or not they had that clause. That's just speculation. Michael Fontana says, I literally just watched the short of you saying how you don't have sympathy for Punk. Keep up the great work. I completely understand the idea that you want to create a show in your own vision and this is how things are done. And you feel like you can help younger talent by doing that. I know he watched back matches. He gave advice. He did a lot of stuff like that. But when it gets to the point that because of your association or disassociation with a certain act that the VP of talent relations is kicked off of that show, I don't get it. Does this affect his action figures? I'm still working to find out about licensing and merchandising and all that stuff. That is a big hit for AEW. Man Meat Rama, thank you so much. Eric says, sad to see it come to this. As a CM Punk fan since the ROH days, I will miss him dearly as a performer, but I do believe that AEW will be better in the long run. Would hate to be performing in front of that crowd tonight or tomorrow. Oh, buddy, see, Kenny Omega is going to have an unreal level of heat against Takeshita just because of, you know, his heat with CM Punk. Arzaw says, buying all in, good riddance to bad talent. Rayo says, now I know how the is it a work people feel. I mean, there's always, I'm not going to sit there and say 100% it's not. I will never say 100% it's not, because it's always possible. Put Punk in the WWE Hall of Fame. Warrior Brett and others came back. Yeah, I'm sure he will be in the Hall of Fame one day. Planet Dan ASMR says maybe giving Tony, I was just thinking maybe Tony giving him one last chance, like three strikes, you're out. I like Punk, but he made his bed and he must lie in it. Daniel says Survivor Series in Chicago this year, isn't it? It certainly is. I'll be in Winston-Salem though. Rock Hard says, do you think he'll actually go back to WWE? And would they sign him? I heard a story of Fox offering to pay some of his salary a few years ago and Vince saying no. They don't need any help paying that salary. They don't need any help paying that salary. I don't know what exactly the disconnect was there, but obviously Fox wanted him because Fox brought him onto the backstage show. I can tell you that when that show ended, there were a lot of people that liked him and didn't like him there. Is it possible? anything is possible. Anything is possible for the right amount of money, for the right situation, all that good stuff. It is all possible. We got Shot Kid saying, I may be a blind optimist, but if Tony got a mixed response at Dynamite Wednesday, maybe even his hometown crowd is over Punk's issues. Yeah, tonight's going to be very telling. It's going to be very telling. Kurt Benoit says, petition to see RJ replace Punk. Wonder how the locker room feels with Punk gone. It's going to be very polarizing. The Colliders are not going to be very happy about it. A lot of other people are going to be happy about it. Gary says, you have to wonder how much this will affect FTR. FTR do their business, and they will continue to do their business regardless. I don't think that this is going to affect them at all. Who does Punk do his next Thanksgiving podcast with? Because we know he can't call his friend Colt. I don't want to get sued. Probably Backup Hangman, maybe. Shot Kid says, I may be a blind optimist. Oh, I just read that one. Already read that one. Outer Rim Observer, my God, bro, says, I'm pretty sure Punk is going to be returning to wrestling this time. Is not going to be returning to wrestling this time. No way Triple H is bringing him back to WWE, and AEW is done with him. Never say never, guys. Never say never. You never know who is willing to bring a guy into the company. Conrad drooling over a Punk cast. Yeah. What's the chance of the crowd not revolting and this most recent incident being accepted, given how much proof there was this was Punk's fault? The crowd's going to not like it. The crowd is not going to like it at all. In Chicago. Elsewhere, they'll be fine. But in Chicago, Patrick says, I get why he's fired, but still one of my favorite wrestlers. Hopefully months down the line, he can make apologies, change his behavior, and come back. I sincerely hope so. I sincerely hope we see a world where CM Punk is back in AEW and that he works with the Elite. He works with Jack Perry. He works with all these people that want to, or that they can make money with. You think anyone shoots a Punk promo now? No, I think there's probably going to be an edict that doesn't happen. Checking out the messages that I got regarding this. Monster Cast says, I am a Punk guy, but he got his second chance and he blew it as soon as he touched Perry. If he just would have argued with him, Perry would have been the only one in trouble, but just couldn't stop himself. Yeah, I think that if this didn't get physical and there wasn't footage of it, I think this would have been a lot different. And Mr. Acosta says, need TK to release the Wembley cut. Fightful had reported on FightfulSelect.com. Best $5 in the business. Please subscribe. There is footage of this somewhere. Luke says, hope you are well and enjoy Payback if you're watching. I will be watching, and I'm doing a solo post-show podcast. We got people from Fightful on the scene. Reg, Phil, Iridian, Denise doing freelance stuff. So there's info to be had in Chicago. It'll make it our way. Crew Kid said, well, the lad actually did it. TK saw past his fandom of Punk and canned him. Never sat well with me that he got away with Brawl Out. We don't know how much he really got away with Brawl Out. We don't know if there was docked pay or suspensions levied there. They never officially commented on Brawl Out. Punk AEW was as good of a fit as Brett WCW. That is completely asinine. Punk was a phenomenal fit for AEW on screen. Brett was a phenomenal fit for WCW on the screen. It was poorly managed for Bret Hart. And that's something. Brett did some cool stuff in WCW, but like the Punk thing was an unraveling of relationships. And Not Fake says, to me, this all feels like an inside job to get rid of Punk. Jack Perry was the hitman for the Bucks. I understand how you could feel that way, but Jack Perry did not make CM Punk come talk to him at Collision. Jack Perry did not make CM Punk get physical with him. As best we know. Matt says, respect to Tony for doing this. It needed to happen. He needs to be a boss and not a friend. He stepped up and did the right thing. Brawl Out with Phil Phil banning folks from Collision and Brawl In. This needed to happen. Yeah, I guess it is called Brawl In now. That was, to me, one of the more egregious things, even out, like outside of the physical aspect of it. The scrum at All Out, I felt like CM Punk undermined the very foundation of what AEW was, which was largely birthed from the first All In, when people said, these guys can't do this. And then those guys did that, and then they helped start a company. And then after Brawl Out, after the fight, you had Chris Jericho, Brian Danielson, John Moxley hold a talent meeting and say, you can't say that we've never been anywhere. Can't say that we've never done anything. They've headlined every company they've been in. Do you think WBD will say goodbye to AEW if there's a revolt tonight? No, I am positive, not 100% positive. I'm sure that WBD was consulted. Jay Kranitz says, why would Edge or Mercedes want to be a part of this mess? Seems with or without Punk need to get straightened out. Well, this is going to streamline things a lot. I think that people are going to get along a lot more now. But why would Edge want to be involved with the company that has his best friend and two of his other best friends in FTR? I don't know. Why would Mercedes Moné want to be involved in a company that she is very clearly already involved in because she was sitting ringside at All In? I don't know. Peter says it All In. I turn to my friends and say, I can say I got to see CM Punk live. They said, he'll be back next year. I replied, not so sure about that. That's why I've made a goal to go see people live when I can. You just never know. In that same vein, I am so glad that I went and saw Bray Wyatt live. I got to see one of his last matches in that particular character years ago. I've been able to see Sting perform many times. If Punk goes to WWE, what would you want to see? Him and Cena, him and Rollins, him and Reigns, him and Cody. Why do you think they never worked this on an angle? Just think of all the money that they could have made. Even Bret and Shawn worked like professionals. Bret and Shawn never had it out like the Brawl Out situation. They had it out. It was never like this. Never that violent. And they fought before. Young Bucks and Omega didn't want to. Moroa says, happy Tony finally cut him as he's toxic, but the fire with the cause because of the security footage they had in the building. Is it because of that? I would imagine that didn't help. Tony was largely a witness to this, to the best of my understanding. Broadway Joe said, firing Punk before two Chicago shows is amazing. Props to TK. He's a made man in my book. Collision and All Out are much watch for crowd reaction alone. I'll be talking about Collision at the top of Payback tonight on our post show here on Fightful. And again, we will have the match order, producers, a bunch of backstage news on FightfulSelect.com. Do you think we'll ever hear the Punk side of the story from the past year from him directly? I've heard it from him directly. I can't speak to whether or not anybody else will. There might be some sort of gag order or some sort of severance associated that prevents that. Wonder what the Payback crowd will be like tonight. That'll be interesting as well to see if it somehow carries over. This is the best AEW work since Cody headlined WrestleMania. Richie says, just got the notification from that my CM Punk Trevor Project shirt arrived in the middle of this stream. Sean, what's the percentage he goes to the WWE? I would think very low. I'm going to say 25%. Jason Kramer says, Ace Steel's production calls are just awkward now. Yeah, we had reported on FightfulSelect.com, best $5 in the business, that Ace Steel was back. But he's not allowed backstage as far as producing anything. He would have conversations with Tony here and there. He would confer with Punk. He would offer up his thoughts. He's basically a consultant that can seek work elsewhere. He got back pay and is under contract until September of next year. The first time Punk went out, the ratings were fine. The second time he went out, ratings were fine. Given Collision's current numbers, hard to see how much difference Half Mill Phil was making. We're about to find out, buddy. We are about to find out how much it's making, but it also likely isn't a fair reflection because college football just started back, man. So it's about to take a big hit anyway. Minosh says somewhere Colt Cabana is having a Mindy muffin. Well, Chicago, because that's where Mindy's muffins are, and he's in Chicago right now. This will be looked back on as the official start of the Card Blade era. All hail King Switch. Yeah, I forever can say that I saw CM Punk's No, is it his last Collision thing? No, it wasn't. It was in Lexington. Dirk says, kind of feel like they should have waited until after All Out. Being in Chicago, they could have had fans hoping to see Punk, but now they'll be pissed and probably be obnoxious with their chance. Well, you know what? They can be pissed all they want now, but they're not going to go there expecting to see Punk and be let down. They're going to go there and be pissed off is what's likely going to happen. Reminder, you can head over to humperchats.com as well. Brian Moore sent one in over there, says was hoping for a feud with Enzo so he could call him S-A-W-F-T soft. Dakota says, I'm just shocked with how fast all this happened. He's only been back for 3 months. This is all nuts. I can tell you guys, covering CM Punk has been the most rewarding and least rewarding thing in my professional career. It is always, it puts you in perpetual anxiety. And sometimes being a CM Punk fan can put you there. I love his work, man. Like, he was my favorite in the 2000s. And yeah. Scott Bott says, use the money you were paying him and sign Edge like now. Worst part is the Comic Sans in the statement. Was there Comic Sans in the statement? Let me look at this. I don't think it's not Comic Sans. I don't think that's Comic Sans. It is not. Do you think WBDD is done now with AEW if there's fallout and a revolt? No. No. Breaking, Hardy versus Nemeth to headline collision. Is Ace Steel still there? Yes. The children win in the end. Not the children that are fans of CM Punk. Too bad that Punk and the Elite couldn't work out their drama. So many awesome matches we won't see due to this. I'm a fan of both sides and it takes to All Out. Feeling pretty sad. Irene, I'm with you. I really enjoy the work of CM Punk, Colt Cabana, Hangman, the Young Bucks, and Hangman Page, everybody. I really enjoy all their work. I like Jack Perry's work too, and I wish this was not a thing that was being discussed right now. I wish we were talking about the hot angles that we got. CM Punk's last match by Conrad Thompson. Oh, he'll for sure try. Moroa says Punk doesn't need drink or bong. He needs therapy. Who doesn't? JJ says Tony just proved how much he doesn't know about business or marketing of future profit material or potential dude putting feelings over profit, and now AEW will die. JJ, I guarantee you AEW will not die as a result of this decision. Malcolm says, whatever footage Wembley captured must have been damning. I had heard it didn't look good on Punk. I can't say. I didn't see it myself. We never got that Punk heel run, SMH. You could argue that you did. Anthony says, if you were Triple H, would you give Punk a chance for a return? I would have a conversation at the very least, but I would have a conversation with several people that I know to have issues with Punk. Let's see here. Get in your super chats. Get in your humper chats. Courtney says, do you think we'll ever see the Wembley footage? No. Swirl says, I'd open tonight with Hangman and a live mic, but seriously, TK needed to slam his foot sooner. Punk couldn't help starting fires. It had to happen. There might be a gag order on this deal to where, as a result of the termination, they have agreed to not disparage one another. Van Twinblade says, we need to remember this man built a career and doing exactly what Perry did, but now the shoes in the other foot, he couldn't take it. Pathetic. That was one of my big things. Like, listen, I understand going to somebody directly if you have an issue. I understand creating a show in your own vision and your own ways. However, if that's how you create your career by taking shots at people, well, you have to be okay with people doing that. Now, there are some instances where I think people get a little too comfortable. I mean, if you see my social media, you know how I feel about that. But if they don't know you, if they ain't working with you or something like that, and they get a little too comfortable, that's a little bit different. With Jack Perry, he could have went backstage, looked at Jack Perry and said, are we turning this into an angle? And if Jack Perry said, I would like to, well, that's the end of the discussion. Hell yeah, let's make this an angle if people are interested. Otherwise, you got to be ready to take it as well. Amber, our friend, says, was there ever any agreement between or with AJ Lee, and how would this affect supporters like Saraya and FTR? Saraya, it won't affect at all. An agreement with AJ Lee, she's been under WOW contract for a while, and also she's been doing the heels show. But as far as FTR, I'm sure they're going to continue to do their job unless something horrible happens and they no show tomorrow, which I highly doubt is going to happen. There you go. Jenny Wheeler says, I feel bad for Ricky Starks in all of this. Going from probably a main event strap match with Punk to the unknown with Steamboat. I think you're still getting a strap match. I don't think it's going to be Steamboat. I don't know what it is, but I don't think it's going to be Steamboat. I was told he's retired. I heard he asked Conrad basically for the price of a Camry to wrestle last year. Is WWE and Punk relationship still severely severed? Severely severed. Wonder if that's redundant. Says, is there a speck of a chance he could go back? Any comment from higher-ups on this? Higher-ups won't comment on the record for sure or even on background until they know that he's clear. There's absolutely a speck of a chance. Anna is the Queen Slayer. Now Jack is the King Slayer. Damn. Crazy says, got to be honest, merchandise-wise, this sucks for AEW. It was time for Tony to put his foot down. Can Punk sue AEW? It depends on the termination. There might have been a termination agreement where Punk, who had said, I hate it here, agreed to not sue him if they pay him out and give him an out, because he had wanted an out prior. He had wanted an out. Coke or Pepsi, WWE number one. Listen, I like regular Pepsi and Pepsi Zero, but I like cherry and vanilla Coke a lot more. Coke Zero more.
What's the easiest choice you can make? Window instead of middle seat? Picking a vendor who sends a great gift basket? Outsourcing business tasks you hate? What about selling with Shopify? Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage? Shopify's there to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell. Wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/try. Go to shopify.com/try now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/try.
Do you think the firing is good timing before a pay-per-view? Yeah, he had to let people know that he wasn't going to be there. Over-under of Punk at a chance at a pay-per-view, there's going to be at least three. Jack, you don't know if Jack Perry needs to be fired. Why are we calling for people's jobs? Any idea what contracts mean in TK's statement? From a speculatory standpoint, I think it means that maybe he had an employment contract as well with them. Feel so bad for the wrestlers going on tonight and tomorrow, says Secretary of Shade. Chicago is going to be brutal. Wrestling with Movies says, I don't see a world where WWE tries to get him back for reasons as if he wouldn't want to. They're making more money now than ever before. Don't think Triple H likes him still. Maybe not, but I'm sure there's plenty of people that Triple H doesn't like that he's got to work with. I'm sure he doesn't like his own father-in-law most of the time. Graham, thank you so much. Amber says, terminated with cause makes me wonder if Punk will sue. Any idea who the discipline committee is? No, but that is a question I will put down to ask. Wonder if there is an NDA in place, because, oh boy, I can't see Punk just shutting up. I'll say this. I have not heard from CM Punk since this happened, and sometimes I'll hear back, sometimes I won't. Bowden says, seems like Punk became more emboldened and violent from training in UFC. I can't remember hearing stories of him picking fights in WWE. Well, I mean, he did outside of WWE, though. But yeah, certainly. Dream Ninja says, I spent the last hour setting up my daughter's new fish tank, not expected to see when I sat back down. 100% warranted, in my opinion. I do want to say, I don't necessarily endorse the super chats. You can feel what you want, but I am echoing. I am reading them. The person Steamboat brings out has to be big now. Well, I mean, it's not going to main event. I was going to run the story today, but they revealed it on Rampage. Orange Cassidy and Jon Moxley is going to main event this show. CM Punk listed from Hop Sing. He named names. My God. Punk leaving hurts. Phil Brooks leaving was needed. Yeah. Courtney says, at least we got that moment when he returned. It was an all-timer. It was a special moment. Triple H was right all along. That's not necessarily true. Things can be massively fucked up in one company and lead to a deterioration of your relationships, make you more aloof, make you definitely have your guard up. So I don't think it is a, they were always right. No, as it turns out, Vince McMahon is also an asshole and a very, very terrible person. Wonder what this means for Collision. Do you think it'll be slowly phased out since it was his show? No, I think Rampage is more likely to be phased out, if anything. I think Collision will continue. Mark says it took too long, took too many incidents of complete stupidity, but credit to TK for finally putting culture ahead of business. Out of Pocket Variety shows us Tony's going to walk out to this crowd in Chicago, and the crowd should throw tampons in the ring. Man is literally killing his company for friends. Matthew Hook says, does it hurt AEW? I want it to grow. On screen, ratings, yes. Backstage, that remains to be seen. Alex Fitzgerald says, I'm a Punk fan. He needed to be let go. I think Collision would be a better in the long run. Now that they have no restrictions, you can be there. Yeah, it was also a show that a lot of people wanted because it differentiated so much from what Dynamite was. Quote, the Raven says, MJF's promo is going to be epic. Real world champion. I think maybe he'll be like, I've always been the real champion, but I don't think he'll mention Punk straight up. Vice should lead a new season of Dark Side of the Ring with CM Punk as the finale. Oh, boy. Ian says, with Punk being fired, would you make a storyline for the Real World Championship, giving it to Cole and having MJF versus Cole 3 title unification? No, the whole point of the Punk thing was that he went away without losing the title, which the funny thing is he brought it out after Ricky Starks pinned him. So it never made sense to me to begin with. But I don't think they're just going to hand it to somebody else. Miss Bianca says, was there ever a suggestion for anger management or therapy for Punk? I don't want to speak on somebody's mental health practices and what they have underwent and haven't underwent or what has been mentioned to them. I don't know. I wouldn't, if anybody was in therapy, I wouldn't think that to be a negative though. Ahmed says, although Punk is the reason I followed wrestling, I feel nothing. I'm sad he's gone, but I'm relieved he won't poison the AEW atmosphere anymore. Tom Talks Rubbish says, just some money for your hard work. Not buying All Out. Wasn't hyped before, but now is the nail in the coffin for me. I hate that it does drive some people away from wanting to watch wrestling this weekend. That does suck. Tommy says, what if Punk himself doesn't want to continue after this? That is an absolute possibility. That is an absolute possibility. This isn't related to Punk, by the way, Punk got the bug while he was out, too. It looked like maybe he wouldn't come back initially, but he got the bug when he was out with injury. Trey says, heard they were only doing press conferences for the Big Five pay-per-views now. Any truth to that? Yeah, so it's the Big Five and major international shows. That's what it is. They didn't do one for Puerto Rico. They probably could have. They didn't do one for the Saudi Arabia shows. I was never under the impression that this weekend would have a WWE press conference. I hate that there were other people that did, but I was never given that implication. I wasn't going to go anyway, but it's how it's always supposed to have been. Adam said, regardless of who you sided with last year, Punk got a second chance. Allowing any more leeway would have set a bad precedent backstage, I think. Junkyard says, bye, Phil Isha. Punk's his own worst enemy. His ego finally cost him, says Dragonheart. There was a chance for them to make so much money if everyone got on the same page. That's the thing. I would talk to people that are universally respected in wrestling, and I'd be like, so what's the holdup here? Like, for me, I've got a very distinct rule. If somebody's like a bigot or horrible or makes personal attacks like about family and all that stuff, I ain't working with them. Or somebody I love or care about. This is all wrestling bullshit, man. Get over it, work together, make a ton of money. T-Sipper says this could have all been avoided had leadership been better and put their foot down. Yeah, leadership should have had a better role from the jump with the Hangman stuff because Punk never felt that Hangman was appropriately punished for the workers' rights comment, which honestly had went over my head. Squared Circle Stitchery says very much feels like Tony told him, you do it again, you're out, and the guy went and done goofed again. Hubert says, anyone who's been involved with the narcissist could see this coming. Khan, the Elite, AEW handled it very well. Weak body, mind, etc. Chronic says, I wonder who number 30 in the Royal Rumble is going to be next year, and what do you think will happen in regards to Ace Steel? Fanatically, Team Punk. I think they'll keep Steel under contract, and they'll pay him out. What does this mean for Collision's future? Well, tonight will be a really big indication. I had already heard the possibility of the Bucks and Omega appearing on Collision. And I will have a big story on this as much as I can gather on FightfulSelect.com tonight. So make sure you guys subscribe over there. Out of Pocket says, you at least have to fire both. Jack did the opposite of what the county or company wanted, then openly mocked it live. Buddy, listen, friend. Do you think that Jack Perry drove a fucking car out to the stage in London without getting it approved? Do you think that Jungle Boy Jack Perry, the son of Luke Perry, flew to London, rented a car, drove it on the other side of the road, got it into Wembley, pulled it onto the stage as a surprise without having it cleared? Come on, friend. Brian Medina says, what do you think we'll do with the Real World Championship now that he's gone? He'll just be gone. It'll just be gone, I think. Is Punk really the villain, or are we painting him out to be? I fully believe there are an awful lot of people who take it to an extreme perspective and paint it out to be worse than it is, for sure. And there will be tons of people that claim that I do, and they'll claim that I'm painting Jack Perry out to be terrible, or the Elite out to be terrible, and all this stuff. Like, there are people who want to be upset about anything and everything. TK says, I can see Endeavor WWE merger when it's official. Endeavor pushes to get Punk because they probably want a big headliner to kick off the new era. We don't necessarily know what Endeavor wants, and a lot of it is about what they want. What will happen to Ricky's push now in Collision? It'll continue. He's too talented. What about Andrade and Thunder Rosa after this? Thunder Rosa this has no bearing on Thunder Rosa. If she can get back in the ring, she'll be back in the ring. With Andrade, he's out of action right now. I'll say that, or has been. RS says it would be kind of amusing to see Punk back in New York cutting promos about no longer having to work with children. Yeah, he could say he's at the big kids table now. It'd be kind of funny. AEW needs an Undertaker in that locker room. Dare I say that CM Punk believed he was that Undertaker. Sam says, with Punk gone, what do you think Collision looks like going forward? And with who, if anyone, replaces Punk at the show's focal point? Outside the company, Mercedes and Edge. That you can have them there heavily. You can finally put a focus on that women's division. But I think that those are the marquee names. And maybe a Goldberg pops up there. I could see it sort of being like the celebrity show, so to speak. Or, you can have BCC heading up one show with Danielson and Moxley. Danielson was already working in creative over there. And then the Elite heading up the other show. Sad that we saw the growth and maturity from Eddie Kingston before Punk. Would have never thought. I mean, yeah, I don't want to go into. I mean, Eddie Kingston still has his issues with Santana, but you know what? They work together. He's vocal about it, though. Lewis says it's sad that two of AEW's biggest shows, the only thing that's remembered is the confrontation. What do you think Triple H will be thinking? Triple H will probably be thinking, we'll have a conversation. We'll see how it goes. I Am Crush says, we are so back, about damn time. Thank you, Ian, for this. Cody says, CM Punk was trash and washed up. Glad he was fired. Well, I'm not glad anybody's fired. I'd rather them just get on the same page and make apologies and amends. Do you think it's time for CM Punk to control his narrative? NWA? Doubt it. Rachel Knight says, not going to lie, I've never seen Collision, but I'll definitely be tuning in tonight. I will be dual screening it tonight. Jeremy Thomas says, I've said it before and I'll say it again. If I had a nickel for every time somebody wrongly assumed something was a work, I wouldn't have to work. Is this 411, Jeremy? Is this 411, Jeremy? Good fella over there. Aaron says, I was the biggest Punk fan, too. Glad he's gone. Damn. Shot Kid says, I get worrying about the ratings for Collision, but if WBD did indeed ask for the show, they probably know what they were getting with or without Punk. Police confirmed that Larry is still under contract. He was never under contract. JW Pringle says Punk didn't seem happy after his return from suspension or injury. That this had been calculated by him to leave AEW or the business. He could have just sat out. If anybody needs to sit out for mental health reasons, I have never heard anybody forced to work through that in AEW. What else do we got here? Ian says, wrestling news treats Punk the way that news treats Trump. Ian, this is the dumbest fucking thing you could possibly say. Because if wrestling news treated Punk like in some unfathomable manner, would I have went out of my way to dig up the truth about the Punk Miro situation? No, I could have made it look like he got into a fight with Miro too. But I didn't do that because I don't want to peddle in bullshit like that. I want the truth. I want the honesty. That's what I want. What's up, SRS? So what do you want to talk about? Whatever that is. Leadership did the right thing, but so many mistakes feels like it could have been avoided had this been squashed before with Punk. It should have been addressed way, way sooner. Way, way sooner. Hopefully WWE brings him back as an enhancement talent. Come on. Listen, it is kind of comical how much you're hating here. Like it is kind of comical how much you're hating. I got to put slow mode on even longer. I got to do like 90 seconds here, man. It's wild. Cool Fool says, it surprises me that with a locker room with Paul White, Mark Henry, JR, and other veterans, that no one was able to have a heart-to-heart conversation with Punk and mediate a meeting with the Elite. Yeah, and I think that was probably some of the ideas that AEW had, bringing in some of these people. But ultimately, it didn't happen. It didn't happen. You think Punk would have to put Ricky over on Sunday, or was he going to win to face Max? I think that he was going to win. I'm not even sure that Starks had been notified of the match. Steve-O says, I think he'll work with WWE again, and as far as they are concerned, business is business, and he's a top name and brand. So much money to be made. Yeah. There's a lot of money still on the table for CM Punk. Triple H has a chance to do a funniest thing. Nisha says, Punk gonna punk. This was sadly probably inevitable. Also, thanks for the pick in the pub before All In last Sunday. Hope you had a great time. Hey, please, if you took a picture with me anytime, but especially at All In, please tag me or DM it to me or something like that. I really treasure those and really like getting to meet you guys. It's mentioned in the AEW statement, termination of contracts, as in more than one. What other contracts would he have? Possibly an employment contract, which had long been speculated. Ricky Starks feels to be in the Wardlow situation where a big night of their life was taken away from them, and I hope it doesn't end the same way. MJF both did that and had his taken away in sort of the same vein in a lot of ways for his comeback. Well, Tony addressed this directly in Collision tonight. Heyman took the heat when he left WWE. No, I don't think they will. I don't think they will. Amy says, Brawl Out left a bad taste in my mouth. I haven't watched much of Collision because of Punk. Looking forward to giving it another chance. I mean, I hope you enjoy it, because I want as many people watching wrestling as possible. GL75 says, I feel like this is far from the last we hear of Punk in AEW. He has a few allies in the locker room, but the monetary side of AEW could use him. Maybe Tony wants locker room harmony over money. I think right now it has to be locker room harmony. After multiple situations, it has to be. J Turbo, thank you. Does Punk have a 30 or 90-day non-compete clause? I don't know if he's got a 90-day no-compete clause, 30, any at all. Don't know if they're going to make him, or they're going to have him basically sit on the duration of the deal and pay him out. Christopher Holland says, the man CM can't get right, SMH. Chi-Town Spurs is happy. Patchy Rick says, there's only one right choice for the strap match with Starks, Cody Rhodes. I wish. That'd be fun. Chris says, Punk can't get right. Speed Punk says, with Punk gone, now people can see who might have been banned from Collision on TV now. Yeah, that is absolutely true. Will the Elite show up on Collision? They certainly will. Would you bet? I don't think it'll be regular, though. I don't even, don't think they want to work a ton of Saturdays. Jay Turbo says, would you bet money on Punk showing up in WWE or this being a work? I wouldn't put money on it being a work. I wouldn't put much money on it being WWE. If the odds were like plus 1,000 and it was a, you know, a pretty high line, low risk, high reward, then yeah. I Am Dub says, if you were Triple H WWE for the ratings and gate, wouldn't you want to bring back Punk? No, I'd want to have a conversation. If the conversation is a completely positive one, I'd be open to it if the talent that are associated were open to it. However, if he has one of these, this is how it's going to be type of talks, then no. Dylan says, got to wonder if Tony made sure Punk was aware of the window spot at All In and Jack's line beforehand. If not, how much blame does Tony have? I don't think Tony was aware of the line. I know that Jack Perry had told people he was going to say a little something, but I don't think he told Tony. Rob says, Fox does love CM Punk, makes it a little interesting. Yeah, but there's only like a year left on that deal. How do you see morale in AEW going forward? Not high among the Colliders. Probably pretty decent among everybody else. Doesn't sit well with me that reportedly Punk was asked to talk to Perry about the glass after he got his answer from production, like a setup. That's Punk's side of it. Punk claims that he was asked to talk to Perry. Yes. Triple H words to be proved to be a genuine prophecy. Not necessarily. What's going to happen to Ace Steel? He's going to be fine. He'll be there. How will Chicago react tomorrow night? There's going to be some Punk chants. Rodman's going to wonder what the hell he walked into tonight. I think they'll pop for Rodman, man. It's the United Center. We got JH saying a reminder, Elite and Jack Perry doesn't control CM Punk's actions. That is absolutely true. Absolutely true. Some of the chats need to touch grass. Some of everybody needs to touch grass. Hey, it's Maddie says, what do you say to people who are saying Jungle Boy started it and should have been fired? To me, this is the second incident with Punk, so it had to happen. We haven't heard anything solid on him being physical or instigating anything physical. We've heard a claim from Punk's side. They did an investigation. They were interviewing people all week. They were talking to people throughout this entire week about this. Jonathan says, with Punk gone, Chicago may be done as a hub for AEW. Could you see Boston as a new hub for AEW as our wrestling fan base is top tier? It should be, but Tony grew up in Chicago. For him, Chicago was a base even before because of All In, because you know, they do the Thanksgiving show, All Out. I'd move All Out the hell out of Chicago. Get the hell out of Chicago, go elsewhere. Don't work yourself into a shoot, brother. Shy Kid says, if AEW does manage to land Edge and Mercedes, I think that that would more than make up for Punk on screen, at least in my opinion. The Edge and Mercedes thing, like that would be a big shot in the arm. Two big personalities, Edge, huge cachet, huge. I mean, probably has, if you have like Edge, Jon Moxley, Bryan Danielson, Mercedes Moné, all on Collision, that helps a lot. Crazy One-on-One says the All Out media scrum is going to be interesting now. No, it won't. He's going to sidestep it. He ain't going to answer anything. Would you like to see Cody versus Cena? I would. Because I think Cody would go after him on the mic. And please, anybody that's working with John Cena over these next 2 months, get your shit in on the mic. Otherwise, this man will bury you, not care about it, and then leave. The stuff that he said to and about Austin Theory didn't make any sense. I'm not here to rant about that, but it didn't make any sense. Hey, if you beat me, you still got to come back to this crowd. What? The same damn crowd that's been booing him for years? That ain't no thing. Who gives a shit? Get your shit in. I thought Jimmy Uso did pretty good last night. Jimmy Uso was just really good last night. In general, I thought. Sky Nova says, the idea of a real world champion showed me just how conceited Punk has become. We didn't see Finn Balor debut the real Universal Championship. That is an absolutely good point. Douglas says, Bryan Danielson to take over more duties on Collision. He was helping with creative very, very early on. Juan says, two times Punk caused two awesome pay-per-views to be overshadowed by him. As much as I hate the Bucks, the Perry incident is unforgivable. I don't know if it's unforgivable because I don't know all the details behind it. Huggy Bear says CM Punk seemed so relaxed at the Cauliflower Alley Club award ceremony, taking photos with all the indie wrestlers that I had the luck and pleasure to film. You think he knew this ahead of time? I think he had the idea that something was coming, but the things that I had heard didn't give me the indication that he thought that he was going to be fired, because I think there were some elements of it, like he didn't necessarily want people to know came from him. But yeah, he seemed like he was in a good mood. I sent him a congratulations, and it was probably the only pleasant conversation that I've had with the guy. It's him saying that it actually meant a lot to get that honor and thank me for the well wishes. Adam Weller says, oh, Omega's opener tonight. Wow, we were allowed in. Somebody's got to say, what do you want to talk about? I will keep dreaming for Punk and Omega, says Jason. Well, thank you so much. Hope this will allow Jay White to become a bigger star for Collision now. Jay White and Juice Robinson are the big winners of Collision, in my estimation. Like, they have been the big winners. Mark says, the only thing that may have been a positive was that this will finally start to unite the locker room. If Punk was smart, he would take a year to regroup, revisit the indie scene, and rebuild his reputation. A lot of it depends on if Punk really wants, like, money or if he wants to do stuff. He was well-received in the Impact locker room. He could show up anywhere he wanted and just wrestle if he wants to wrestle. And sometimes he'll do that. He showed up at one of Silas Young's indie shows and hit a GTS in a mask once. One time he was throwing salt over his shoulder as a druid. Emily says, hope that we read that one. Steve says, TK should open the show by coming out to Punk's music, establish a new Mr. McMahon style character, The Heat. I wish. Jeremy says, you mentioned people got emails saying Collision was moved. Did it happen? TK has to stop trying to be the wrestler's friends. Appreciate what you do. What do you think this is? There's a whole lot of times he hasn't been the wrestler's friend, but he's always going to have that rep. The Collision thing was an error. They moved up the time, not the date. EJ says, Sean, you're the best. Huge fan and love your work. Well, thank you so much. How would you compare the Punk 2 altercations to the one that Sammy got to the two that Sammy got in last year? Andrade was told to not fight Sammy. He walked out and he fought Sammy. The other one wasn't as bad. It was a disagreement and a slap or a pie face. The first fight was worse than either one of the two Sammy fights by far. Like, not even close. Kurt Benoit says, Flair versus Hogan in WWF, Rock Michaels, Punk versus the Elite. Moments we missed as fans, plus we'll never get to see him on AEW. Frank Morano says, Punk's last match was probably against his biggest rival. Let's just dig that. Yeah, that is a very, very good point. Thank you to our moderators that are here. My God, you all are killing it. Big thank you to Rob. Big thank you to Drew. Big thank you to Zach. I think Luis is here. Hey, we got the whole team in here. Alan says, no matter how thin you slice it, there are always two sides. It wasn't about Perry. It was about Punk confronting TK. Talk to your boss like that, and it's just a matter of time before something bad happens. I don't disagree with that. AEW doesn't need a locker room. It needs a father. Think FTR asked for their release? No. If Collision needs a new direction, brand split? No, I think they'll move from to less of a brand split. Punk, Heyman, Roman bloodline could be another unique layer to energize that story. It could be. And he just shows up and does bloodline stuff. How long till AEW releases a self-destruction of CM Punk DVD? Never. Zach says, it saddened me to see someone lose their job, but I understand why. I believe a lot of money was left on the table if people could get along. I completely agree, Zach. A whole lot of money was left on the table. How much blame does Jungle Boy get from this? A lot from the Collider side of things, but I haven't necessarily heard a lot from other people. Speed Punk says, was great to see the Bounty Hunter Brian Keith on Rampage last night. He's one of my favorite wrestlers. Hope to see him again on TV. That guy's a star, man. He's going to end up signed. He's really, really good. Hope Endeavor brings back Punk for MMA. That ain't happening. Cupcake, thank you. Eloquent says, feel like all this could have been avoided if Punk and Cabana didn't fall out. 100%. If the Punk Cabana situation never happened, none of this happens, I don't think. Absolutely don't. Ian says he was talking about Meltzer and Alvarez. You're the most down the middle in the game. I'm saying that. There's a huge bias from the biggest news site. fellow, we're the biggest news site now. All due respect to Dave and Brian, we break more news than anybody in pro wrestling, and I'm really goddamn proud of that. I really respect and like the work that they do and like them as people, but we are the biggest wrestling news site now. We are breaking the news all the time. And if not, we're getting details on it. And that is not me taking a shot at anybody else. Will says, if anyone or someone would have told me 15 years ago that people would have seen him more than Punk, I'd say that's a lie. Chase Moody says Punk is the biggest AEW financial flop. Well, I don't know that. Depends on how the licensing did, how the merchandise did. I would be surprised if they didn't make some money off Punk. WWE could do the funniest thing. Survivor Series is in Chicago, right? I mean, they could, but, well, we don't know if they could. We don't know about non-competes or gag orders or anything like that, or if they're going to see the deal through. John says, imagine 1 week in WWE, Miz comes out doing a Punk impression. Punk shows up and calls him a more famous MJF. He ain't going to work with the Miz. Could Punk just be done with wrestling? Yes. Jack Perry's first show back in Chicago could be Sean in Montreal 2005 all over again. Oh, yeah. That Thanksgiving week show is going to be interesting. Thomas says, as an NHL fan, what does this mean for his working relationship with TNT TBS calling and analyzing Blackhawk games? I would imagine that's a completely separate deal. If not, then it might be terminated. Bear Hudson says, when do you believe that WWE will start outside free agents like Tama Tonga, Carlito? I think the top of the card needs upgrades and fresh talent. They are bringing in names, but they haven't debuted them yet, but they have signed people. Mac from BK says, when Punk walks around at Bound for Glory with the Real World's title, like Ric Flair in 91, he won't bring that title on there, but he could say he's the Real World's champion. Mark seems very excited here. Will Punk show up on Payback tonight? Fat fucking chance. This is going to sound dumb. How do you get your info? Vetting information and hundreds of sources within wrestling. At least Punk can still work on heels. Heels is a good show. Ricardo says, bring all out to Phoenix. We'll fill Footprint Arena. Sure, I would be okay with that. Anywhere but Chicago. Joel Wood says, people talking about Edge like he's still in his 30s. He said before the live crowd in Toronto, he doesn't even know if he can go another calendar year. Well, you know what another calendar year is, Joel? Enough time to help build somebody else and have him do some great matches and stuff like that. If you can get a year out, who's to say that Punk would have lasted more than a year? Who's to say that? Will says, Cody versus Punk is going to be crazy at Royal Rumble. Rachel says, starting my indie wrestler journey, started the X on the hands because of Punk. It was a childhood favorite of mine. Now I feel embarrassed. There's nothing wrong with that, Rachel. I mean, I can tell you, I don't smoke, drink, do drugs, anything like that. Only started smoking a little bit of weed because of my neck. But back then, I didn't know there was a term for that. I didn't know that straight edge was a thing. And I saw CM Punk talking about that on TV, and I thought it was cool. Somebody that I identified with. D says, do you think that AEW could use Collision as a way to boost its women's division? Punk still has a job on heels. I mean, it depends. If they have him come in regularly on heels, then sure. But yeah, they should use it to boost their women's division. I think Mercedes should help anchor that show. Patchy Rick says, hate the idea of TK on-screen heel authority figure, but it would be kind of funny to hear him say Punk screwed Punk. I mean, there are content possibilities if there's not a gag order. Johnny says, hopefully AEW gives more minutes to the women now. I hope so. Dennis says, they're a snitch and AEW calls you about this. Yeah, your fucking mama. Wrestle Nerd says, why would Tony Khan release a statement before two shows in Chicago and not wait till Monday? It only fuels the It's a Work crowd. Because he was specifically asked multiple times on the presser and doing all these shows in Chicago with the looming possibility of CM Punk is selling people a bill of goods. Mariana says, I'd love to see Punk's firing leading to more opportunities for the women, but I honestly do not think TK cares enough about them to do it. Shame. I don't think CM Punk had one thing to do with women getting or not getting opportunities or anything like that. Van Twinblade says, break the tension question. Best way to cook a steak, butter-based charcoal broil. Okay, My wife is a very picky eater. She's done all the cooking in the last 10 years. I'm about to get started back into cooking. So I'll let you know that, but I have a nice pellet grill as well that I use and really like. Jordan McClure says, is Omega Punk now the top five matches did not happen? The money that could have been. In my opinion, yeah, that's a top one for me. The Rock and Shawn Michaels in a big one. Kurt Angle, Bret Hart, yeah. Do you think anyone else decides to leave AEW because of this? Maybe House of Black. If House of Black could leave AEW, they would have. A lot of people have talked about the conditional release that I had mentioned last year. From what I understood, it was basically like, oh, you can go work the indies if you want. You ain't going to fucking WWE. So you can still get paid and go work wherever you want or sit at home and all that stuff. But we ain't just going to let you go to WWE. That's the conditional aspect of that that I had long spoke about. Matthew says, sorry to backtrack, but when did WWE stop the hiring freeze? Within the last month or two, but I'll say this. You haven't seen any of those people debut. AOP are under contract. Kairi Sane is about to be under contract. Brian Pillman went to NXT. Carlito is under a deal. I think Nia is probably under a deal as well, but they just haven't debuted yet. They're keeping two main titles. Build Jay or Ricky for it. Use this to grow people. Have them say they're the best, and that's no lie. You have the international title main eventing a pay-per-view tomorrow. You don't need no Real World's title or anything like that. Back in the day, you had the international WCW World Championship. Put it on the plane with that. Say that. Arzaw says, Sean, one of the most famous soccer reporters, was asked how he got all of his information. And most of it was from players and agents texting him with info. You're the Fabrizio Romano of wrestling. Well, I appreciate that. I don't follow football, soccer, but I'm familiar with the name, and that is very flattering. And yes, that is how. There's a lot of people that are like, yeah, it's some guy in catering or a janitor. Listen, the guy in catering or janitor has a bit of information. Sure, give it to me. I'll vet it. I'll get it. But a lot of times it is that, or executives themselves or higher-ups themselves. Zero San said, would love to see Edge and Christian, their careers with one more match, maybe one more with the Hardys. Buddy, Devon Dudley's about to work again. You better believe Tony Khan has the monocle and a telescope seeing if Devon Dudley post-stroke can do this or this. That's it. That's all you need. Can you go through a table? Can you put somebody through a table? If not, where's Spike at? He teaching a math class or doing somebody's taxes? Dig him up. Find him. CM Punk to DPW? DPW has a phenomenal environment they've cultivated. Forget the off-topic question. Do you know anything about Liv's injury recovery? Unfortunately, I don't. I'm sorry. I wish I did. Joel Wood says, look on the bright side. At least he wasn't fired on his wedding day. No, he was fired on my wife's birthday. So instead of hanging out with her, I'm doing this stream. RS says, does Cody not say Pittsburgh? What do you want to talk about tonight? Yes, he certainly does. Luis says, if I'm Mercedes, I would see someone like Mercedes Moné. You got to clarify this. I would see someone like Mercedes Moné using this to get paid for being the focus collision, and it would rule. Yeah, it should be a point of leverage for an awful lot of people in the company. Mario says, who's next for MJF after Cole? Malachi, maybe? No, I don't think so. I don't think they have any plan or desire to do that. Any news on Sunny Kiss? Appreciate you and Fightful. I mean, legitimately, I sent a text to a higher up after CM Punk got fired and said, but what about Sunny Kiss? Sunny Kiss is off the roster page, by the way. Status says, I don't think Punk wrestles again, and I don't think it's a bad thing. Do you think MJF leaves for WWE in January, or do you think he stays? I think he stays. Anybody that tells you that he has said that he signed, he's telling everybody he's not signed. People close to him, people he loves. However, I believe he's going to be there long term. RS says, Mercedes in AEW has big fish, small pond. Feel good. That's how you make a pond bigger. The fish mutate and turn into mutant fish, and they start digging the pond and making it bigger. That's how it works. It's science. Have you ever watched Ninja Turtles? Feeling Dreepy says, wanted to say thank you for all your hard work, and hope you don't have to do any more of these out of nowhere podcasts for the rest of the year. Listen, they do very well for us financially. Obviously, the Bray ones last week. have been in contact with WWE, it's either going to go to Bray's family or a cause in which the family feels is appropriate. But yeah, like that's what we're here for. That's why I'm on salary. Steven says, do you think Tony learned that it was better to open with this news than radio silence last year? Yeah, and especially considering the situation, you're going into Chicago, you gotta. Caster's rap could be interesting tonight. Oh boy, I don't think he's going to do it. I don't think he'll touch it tonight. I mean, maybe alluding to it, but he might get a knock on his hotel room door and might get fought for it too. Since they rehired Carlito, do you think that Chris Masters could return to WWE with Carlito when his NWA contract runs out? So funny enough, Fightful has a resources section. If you guys have never been there, I'll use this as an opportunity to plug that. Go to our wrestling tab, and there's a thing called resources. We have free agent listings, ratings, inactive reports, contract updates, rosters for everybody. I have a lot of the NWA roster on the free agents list because I don't know who is under contract there. I have no idea. Chris Masters is somebody who could absolutely come back to WWE and absolutely do really, really good. He's 40 years old, which is right in the wheelhouse for WWE. He looks amazing. He is not problematic. He's been a good wrestler for a long time. Brandon Joseph says, at least we know Serena is alive now. She was at that CAC thing with Punk that Punk was presenting to Mickie James. Yeah, so I know some more on that. I'll have some details on that hopefully soon. She ain't hurt. Oh, we are almost done. Oh, my good goddamn, we are almost done. Heartless says, Punk got fired on Sean Bay's birthday. Sean Ross, Cabana podcast win. I've done multiple with Cabana. They're very, very good shows as well. Rock Hard says, people keep talking about Seth and Punk. Clearly forgot about Seth's recent comments about Phil. Seth legitimately doesn't like CM Punk, but it was in a way where Seth could also say, that was a work. That was it. Oh, my God. We got through all the super chats. We got all to all the Humber chats. Jeremy, why are you here?
I have to clarify.
I don't have earbuds right now. What? Let me put these in. That way they don't hear you echoing.
So, I don't think it was echoing.
What's going on? Why are you here?
I have to clarify.
Why are you disturbing my peace?
I have to clarify something.
I can't hear you at all.
Well, I don't know what you want me probably to do about turn that. Is it working now?
Now I can hear you, Jared.
Okay. I have to clarify something, Sean.
Okay.
All right. You said people are asking about the two contracts. It says in the statement there is a wrestler and an employment contract. Mm-hmm. So that is on record out there. I also have a question for you, and I didn't want to pay money that I would try to then recoup from you. I just figured I'd come on here. Does CM Punk know he has been fired? Because he did not know that he was suspended, and he did not know that there was any type of investigation going on, according to I believe yourself and Housman and others. So did he learn this news based on Twitter like the rest of us?
He hasn't gotten back to me. Man, I don't know. I mean, I know one thing. I tried to give CM Punk his Fightful Award. I'm going to give it to MJF now, as MJF requested. I would imagine MJF is just going to paint a big black X over it. But
you're drinking Pepsi. I feel that's biased journalism there, Sean.
Man.
Thank you for, I legitimately want to come on here and say thank you for doing this stream because, I mean, you said it. What? Why are you laughing at this?
I'm just like, I didn't expect to do a 90-minute stream before I go solo for payback because, you know, I've been trying to do these solo shows and all that. I'll have people say, oh, let me jump on with you. And I'm like, listen, man, these things go long enough as is.
It's well, just, I came here to say thank you, Sean. I really didn't want you to have to go any longer, but I did want to clarify something because I heard you talking about it throughout. But I was saying thank you because it is you mentioned it, so I'm not revealing anything here. It's your wife's birthday, and sadly, you have to deal with this on that day. So I am saying thank you, and I hope everybody appreciates the hard work of Sean Ross Sapp.
I hate reporting about, obviously, people passing, unfortunate things happen, people losing their jobs. I don't like that. I don't take any joy out of it. I do appreciate our audience supporting us and all that stuff. And I hope that you guys do continue to support us. FightfulSelect.com. I'm going to start typing up the report momentarily after I actually go ahead and, you know, spend some time with my loved one who's having a birthday today. But Fightful Select will have an update on it this evening. We'll sort of collect what we can. We'll have the payback rundown, producers, bunch of backstage info. We'll have SmackDown producers. Oh, brother. Anime Otaku says, think not. Yas jumps the Acclaim before the match just to be safe tonight. Yes, they should. They absolutely should. Guys, I'm getting the hell out of here. Until next time, we're out.
Support for this podcast and the following message come from Corient. Corient provides wealth management services centered around you. They focus on exceeding your expectations and simplifying your life. Corient has been helping high achievers just like you enjoy their lives more fully, preserve their wealth, and provide for the people, causes, and communities they care about. As one of the largest integrated fee-only registered investment advisors in the U.S., Corient has deeply experienced teams in 23 strategic locations. Corient has extensive knowledge spanning the full spectrum of planning, investing, lending, and money management disciplines. Leverage Corient's exclusive network of experts to craft custom solutions designed to help you reach your financial goals, no matter how complex they may be. Real wealth requires real solutions. For more information, connect with a wealth advisor today at Corient.com. That's Corient.com. Corient.com.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.